from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're doing great. I didn't know where you were going on that, man. I'm just glad we got here, man. We're doing great.
I'm like flying a plane over here. That's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, just can't wait. This is it today for fans coming out. This is the last day that's open to the public, and we got the Commanders in town, so we'll tell you more about that. And by the way, while we're at that, this training camp report is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Boy, are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified instructors. Get the real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. I want to thank those guys for being with us this year during camp as everybody's getting a little fired up to see what it's going to look like. And I got to tell you, man, you got to realize what's going on here is going on all over the league. And I'm basically talking to myself right now, Omar, when I say this, that we got rest days. We got day-to-day guys. We've got guys week to week.
Maintenance program.
We got maintenance program.
The 30-year-old club. Yep.
We got guys that are in this part of the practice, but not that part of the practice.
Yeah, Tyreek showing up 50 minutes in the practice,
so
jumping in on 11-on-11s.
Hey, man.
It is what it is, Joe.
It's a new
day in the NFL.
As long as your core of guys that you have for this 53-man roster can practice, most of them, September 3rd, which is a Tuesday, the week of the season opener, against Jacksonville. That's a big part of this.
And yeah.
By the way, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here. And the Odell Beckham thing kind of blew up last night. You're just reading some of that stuff. Surprised
you. It got a little spicy.
It's got to be the reaction from his quarterback, right, from the day before?
No.
Or am I reading into things too much?
It's him responding to comments, somebody taking a shot at him on Twitter, basically calling him a Will Fuller, saying he came here just to steal money.
Well, the 401k program.
Yeah, yeah. That. I mean, and
hey, if that motivates him to the fact that I'm going to come back and all the things he went into and he talked about wanting to get, you know, myself, I don't want my career to end the way it has been the last few years. I know I'm better than that. Hey, man, we got him penciled in as a third guy.
Yep. Pencil, it's in pen.
We have them.
It ain't in pencil. It's in pen, Joe.
Everybody's been saying we don't have a true number three, and I've heard all this stuff, and It's got to be somebody that Tyreek wants to throw. Excuse me, Tyreek Tua wants to throw to. And
they specifically found a receiver that filled a void that they are missing from this unit. Route running, high pointing ball, huge catching radius. That's something that they did not have. And unfortunately, you haven't been able to see him develop any chemistry with Tua.
I thought Baltimore is really good last year, obviously, and Lamar is the MVP, but I thought he'd have more numbers than he had than the 35 catches a year ago.
I mean, he did a really good job. I think Baltimore's offense kind of went in the direction of that rookie from South Florida.
Yeah, Flowers.
Flowers, yeah. Zay Flowers.
Zay Flowers.
And I think he's a future superstar in this league.
I do, too, by the way. He looked like it against the Dolphins.
Yeah. So, you know, Odell kind of fell out of favor, probably was the number three target, you know, behind Mark Andrews. And I the question is, but when you watch the film, you saw a really talented player who can help this team.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, can he has to help this team when he's healthy. And I'm not necessarily certain when he's going to be healthy. I right now, I don't expect him to be on the fit. I don't expect him to begin the year on the PUP.
Can I ask you? I know we never hear about the medical stuff, mm-hmm. very seldom. Do we have any idea what the injury's been since he signed?
No.
It's been months.
But here's the thing. That's what they do right now because they do not have to clarify what injuries are. They'll tell you soft tissue. They'll tell you lower extremity. Odell, I have a suspicion it's a knee. I have a very high suspicion it's a knee. He's had nothing but knee injuries his entire career. So I think that's it, and they're just being cautious and bringing him back progressively, slowly. Now we're out here, I'm sitting here watching, because I've always wondered why I don't watch, why I'd never see Bradley Chubb working out, and that's because his workout begins at 7 a.m. in the morning. I'm usually not here. Yeah. Now I'm sitting here watching
now
Bradley Chubb and Cameron Good. Yeah.
I want everybody to know he's across the field. And, guys are working out before everybody gets here today. And Commanders will be here in a couple of hours for a practice and then the day off tomorrow. And then game two, Saturday night. And then we'll finish it up with a Friday night game in Tampa Bay.
No. Don't forget about the joint practices. Now, I love those Tampa
one
Bay joint practices.
One joint practice.
Yeah, one joint. You only allow four, you know.
Yeah.
I think
2-1-1.
I think that's going to change eventually. I think I like the two joint practices. We're going to go down to – we're going to go to 18 games, two preseason games.
Why are we going to 18 games? We can't stay healthy for
just
the camp.
Just improve the roster, Joe. We're going 18 games because it's more money. We need an extra $1 billion. You know, you need some of that money for your pension.
Hey, you know, that's a good point. If they take care of the back end of that, I'm all for
that.
Hey,
the last deal, that took care of the old guys.
Boy, did they.
Yes.
They doubled up our money. God bless. I kiss every one of those guys.
Yeah, man. They gave the players weed, and they doubled up on old people money and health care. And I was like, okay, all right.
You know what else the players got? What we're seeing right now. These practices.
You're right. No, they got that on the last deal.
Oh, that's what I know.
They got that on the last deal. It's like,
but there were a couple things they wanted.
Sports science got them this.
Yeah.
Because now that you're tracking bodies and you're tracking injuries and you
are you totally sold on all the sports science stuff?
I like it better than analytics because this is science. Analytics is math. And I don't believe in the analytics stuff. I just don't, because analytics don't tell me if you can play or not. It's the sports
science. They haven't done anything with the heart and the brain yet. They haven't figured that out. That's why the draft's not perfect.
It's correct. Your motivation, what drives you, your mental. I agree with you on that. But the sports science, I mean, the Dolphins know how many steps a guy takes at practice.
They know everywhere. By the way, I was down with Mario. He knows. Mario's got a sports science team that sat up next to Steph and.
Yeah.
And Danny and I, and we're up there, and he wants to know, hey, how much this guy running?
Yeah, exactly. They can, and he can tell you live. He can tell you that. He can tell you live.
How about this? In August, he was running 19.5 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
He's now at 16.
Exactly.
Get his legs fresh. You tired? You're tired there, Johnny? Yeah, a little tired. All right.
That's what they're doing now, and – I understand, and I believe more in sports science than I do. Like Tyreek, there's a reason Tyreek shows up 50 minutes into practice.
So I got to tell you, it's very funny. Can I go old school with this?
Go ahead.
It's hilarious, and we're all laughing. Please laugh with me, and it's not old guy grumpy today. It's really not. So we got into December, and our team hit a wall. We had a really good team, and we all of a sudden had a couple losses. And so Shue's just picking it up. Instead of coming back, you know, we're not practicing well enough. You know, he had this theory in the old days, you had to practice well to play well.
Yes.
You probably heard that growing up.
Yes.
And we're going to win, we got to practice well. So guys were dead. Guys had dead legs. There's no question we had dead legs. So a bunch of guys got, and we had Dwight, who's maybe the best player in football at center, right? So we go, Captain Dwight. Hey, man, you got to go tell Shoes. One of the problems we have is the guys are wiped out. Guys are friggin' wiped out. He goes, no, man. He goes, come on, man. You're the captain. Like, you, what's he going to say to you? There's nobody better. By the way, Dwight might be the greatest center of all time to this day. So Dwight, I give Dwight credit. He goes in there. Says, Coach, can I meet with you? Yeah.
Yeah. When you're the leader, you got.
You're the captain. You're the one guy. You know everybody's going to listen to. And he says, Hey, Coach, I know we haven't played as well. Got a bunch of guys with tired legs. Coach goes, takes his glasses off. He says, So give me the list of guys that are complaining.
He wants to be a snitch now.
So Dwight goes, Man, I can't do that. Dwight's from the old school. He goes, Coach, you know I can't do that, but I'm just here to tell you. On behalf of the team, he goes, hey, man, do me a favor. When you go back out there and those guys are all going to be waiting for you to see what my reaction was, tell them to stop going out all night in Fort Lauderdale and Coconut Creek during the week and tell them to stay home. Tell them to stay off their legs. Tell them to stay off their legs on their time. They'll be better and not my time.
Tell them to stop sleeping with their wives, too.
By the way, no, he didn't do that. But
keep your legs fresh.
How about Coach Shula telling, hey, like, Coach Shula knew everything, man. He knew guys are going out till 1 or 2 and coming in.
1 or 2, know. That's it?
Well, whatever it was.
Yeah, it's South Florida. We're not going out to 1 or 2.
By the way, when that powder was around, it probably wasn't 1 or 2. You're right. That usually took you right into the daylight of the day. Oh, I was trying not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not to do that today. I was trying not to do that. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff, a lot of NFL news to get to here, including I've been teasing you with the big trade, mate. I knew that was coming. Soon as you start getting into it, players show up not happy with their contract and get into it with their general manager coach. That's on your way out of town. That's exactly what happens. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. I want to tell you about two very special guys that I talk a lot about, and I'm a big, big fan. And if you go through any kind of injury right now, I do want to tell you about Cohen and Judah. That right, the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. They're special, man. I just want to ask you this question. When you decided to go with a law firm that you saw on TV or you heard about or somebody recommended, and those guys you always see, how'd you feel when you found out and they sat down with you for a second and then they handed you off to somebody else, another attorney, and you never see him again? How did you feel when the communication, you can't get a hold of them? Hey, when you're injured, slip and fall, automobile accident, whatever it might be, it's kind of an important deal to you. No matter how big it is, you know somebody was negligent. And you want to get your money. You want to find out how it's going. You can't get a hold of somebody. Man, I tell everybody about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah and their 33 years of experience each in plantation. I always say this, man, big enough to go to trial and get you a multi-million dollar result and small enough to call you back. And, hey, listen, when you're starting to look around, remember the name Cohen and Judah. Go to CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews. They're partners that are going to handle your case from the start to the finish. There's nobody else. It's those two. They work their butt off. Great communication skills. Even better attorneys to get it done for you. I don't know about you, but I want somebody who can communicate, take good care of me, and doesn't forget about me. And that's what you get at Cohen and Judah. If you hired a law firm that you're not happy with, it happens every day. They made a lot of promises, and they couldn't keep it. Anyway, I want to tell you there, Trev, don't jump the gun on me, bro. I know you're a little – get off the coffee back there, Trev, because this is important. Cohen and Judah, free second opinion on your injury case. Remember that name. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm understanding. I got the whole playbook down now, so I'm understanding everything. Listening to Coach Crow and just going through drills that we work on every day in Indy, and we work on the screen drill when the lineman just lets you go by pass, put that foot in the ground, go back. So it's just muscle memory from working on it every day to actually coming to the game.
All right, Chop Robinson, Miami Dolphins first round pick. At practice, seems to make plays every day. He does, and good for him, man. There's a lot more pressure on a number one pick than other. Everybody likes to know what your franchise pick's going to look like. And
yep.
Tell you what, Omar, he's been a nice teaser out here so far.
He gets pressure. He's probably the best pass rusher they got. Quick off the ball.
Want to see it, man. Just want to see it. I hope I get to see. Chop's
he's going
to
play this game.
Top of my list to watch and really looking forward to seeing. He didn't play, of course, didn't suit up with about 40 other guys the other day, but looking forward to seeing him play. I hope he does. And by the way, as far as that goes, I want to see Cam Smith. He's a confident guy. He sounded confident yesterday.
You're going to see him. He's going to get a plenty of action and opportunity because nobody else in the secondary is playing. Ethan Bonner's got a concussion. You know Jalen Ramsey's not playing.
No.
Fuller's not going to play. Fuller's not going
to
play.
Well, then that gives a lot of opportunity to those rookie free agents. I talked about Maitre and Duck and Isaiah Johnson had a nice day yesterday, made some plays.
Yes, he did.
So, and I know you don't believe there's a spot for any of these guys on the 53.
Find it for me. Where is it? Tell me where it is.
It counts on – a lot of this goes back to the guy we talked about. How's everybody feel about Nick Needham?
Yeah.
His flexibility, how he's playing. I know he's been making some plays. Do we have the old Nick Needham back? Do we have the Brian Flores Nick Needham back?
That to me, is Nick Needham is probably the guy who's on the hottest seat right now because let's say a guy like Saron Neal. I think Nick Needham's a better player than Saron Neal. However, I don't think he's a better special teamer than Saron Neal. And Saron Neal's brought here to play special teams.
I think Neal's the best special teams guy you have. He started the game, by the way, makes an unbelievable play. How about that? I mean, you literally have not tackled at all. He beats his guy and makes a one-on-one tackle about 10 yards ahead of everybody else. And I was like, okay, besides the play he made, causes a fumble and then gets a recovery himself,
yeah.
Which is a special play.
And he's doing well. He's doing well. Do I Can I trust him to play cornerback?
No.
I don't know.
But you have to have a group of guys.
That are special team guys?
We've been having this with special teams and coordinators, special teams coordinators, offensive and defensive coordinators, and a head coach where you're going, hey, I got to have this guy.
I got to have – how many do they need, do you think?
The stories are legendary about Mike Westhoff, who doesn't lack confidence to stand up and go, hey – we make plays, we get you great field position, but I got to have these five guys.
Yeah.
And they're going, hey, Mike, 53. I mean, I need backups, and he's not my best backup. I don't care if he's your best backup.
Yeah.
He's my best special team player.
I think five is a reasonable number. I think if you're a special teams coach, you should be able to have five guys that you can count on. I think that's fair.
All I know is, on behalf of this head, a special teams coordinator, Coach Crossman, he gave up two kickoff returns. Year before, gave up too many kickoff returns. I'm not taking shots. I'm not. But.
And you know what was said?
You need guys. And I don't want to hear, well, my special teams guys are playing too much on defense.
Absolutely. That was what was said. And also, I think Mike McDaniel took ownership for the fact that he did not put enough emphasis on special teams during the practice week. And I've seen a difference.
I haven't heard that. That's great.
I've seen a difference in there are two dedicated special teams periods per day here.
We lost the Buffalo Bills game. Everybody can go back and forth how we lost that. We lost that game on special teams. That return, we lost that game. That was the difference. Tied up game, that return put them up, and we lost by a touchdown.
You still had the ball and
opportunity. No, a lot of things, but I'm telling you, the actual play that took it to the house, the Bills scored on a return touchdown. And so I'm guessing when Coach Crossman goes in there and says, hey, man, you got to give me a couple guys that I know every week on each side.
Five's a reasonable number. Five's a reasonable number. You know, Elijah's in there.
I think they like him a lot on special teams. You got to have one linebacker. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
You got to have one linebacker who can run that's really good on special teams.
That might have to be Channing Tindall because I don't think anybody else can do that job. You're not Anthony Walker, David Long.
Well, those guys aren't here to do that.
Yeah, they're not here to do that.
Guys, they're here to have a chance.
Oh, Duke Riley. Okay, you got to get – so Duke's your linebacker. So you need a return guy. Obviously, Braxton's going to be his return guy. And he probably gets Julian Hill, tight end. Julian Hill's a top special teams guy. Chris Brooks might be one of the guys he advocates for as well.
I'm not sure. So the Brooks thing's going to be a tough one just because you have so many guys.
Yep.
So many guys at the running back position. But yeah, man, Coach Crossman needs to go in there and jump up and down and go, look at man.
That's a question I'm actually going to ask Mike McDaniel. How many guys does Crossman get?
Guys where he comes in, no matter how good they are at their position, even if you don't have them.
These are my top five. You deserve it. You deserve it if you're a special teams coach. You should get five guys.
I'd be curious to hear his answer to that. Does he talk today?
Yes, he does talk today. I think it's at 9 o'clock. Because I know we start early on the field here.
So anyway, we've got that one. But, yeah, I am really curious. I just look at this, and I might be wrong. Cam Smith's on the team.
Oh, yeah. Cam's on the team. Can he play? I don't know.
Well, but I think that's what you want to see. Like, Cam can't be a dumb guy. I'd walk around confident, too, if I knew I'm their top pick a year ago. There ain't no way they're letting me go. I know I can play.
It doesn't matter. The confidence is not the important part because I saw him last year without his confidence. And they're big on injecting confidence into this young man because he's got no chance if he's going out there without confidence. And we saw that with Igbinoghene.
Yeah, but he's not – he hasn't been – by the way, see who Iggy's playing for?
No, who was
it? You'll see Igbinoghene today. He's playing for the Redskins.
Oh, boy. I know who Tua's going to go after today. Tua used to pick on him so much.
How about that? Noah Igbinoghene. He just now finishing his Dolphins contract. And he's on his
that's funny.
I saw us reading stuff about him last night. I cheated on you, Omar. But he's fighting for a chance to play. And I know. I read it.
I'm dying to see Igbinoghene now.
Physically, He can do all the things. He can jump.
Yes. He's a very talented player. It's mentally he's lost a lot of confidence in himself.
And got a fresh start, though. Every time you get that fresh start, you
I swear to God, every quarterback used to find him in training camp before the snap and go after
him. By the way, not only find him, but sometimes he wasn't in the picture.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad. So anyway,
it could get ugly today. Now you told me that.
Trying to be fair to Cam Smith about this thing, but he just show everybody you can play a little bit. Make a few plays. How about a pick the next couple weeks?
You know what, Joe? I haven't noticed any day that he works, I haven't noticed him. And that's a good thing for a cornerback. If I don't notice you, then you're not getting roasted per day. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I look at it differently.
How do you look
when,
at it?
When the ball's thrown your way, I want to see you in tight coverage. I want to see you bat a ball away. You don't have to pick it, but I want to see you right there.
But if your guy's not getting targeted, you're doing your job.
Okay, well.
Like yesterday, I didn't notice him at all. He practiced all day. Didn't notice him, not one bit. So clearly he wasn't getting targeted. I noticed Ron Neal a lot. Like, you know, it's.
But I think Cam is going to move up and potentially it's a big jump because I haven't seen anything. He could maybe get playing time. Guys, somebody's going to go down in the secondary. That's just
the nature of this 17-game schedule.
Somebody's going to go down. You hope it's not four pass rushers. You hope it's not four offensive linemen. But some guys are going to go down, man. And that's why this draft class – by the way, that's why you and I got into it yesterday. That's why this draft class is important. That's why key backups and some of these veterans are going to be important. Hey, somebody said, hey, I think Kendall Lamb is no longer the third offensive tackle when Teron goes down. I said, I don't know about that. How do you feel about that?
They trust Kendall. Kendall's out here. He practices well every day. Generally, Cam got him.
He's one of your guys, too. I was saying that.
Chop Robinson.
Make sure we get to that.
Chop Robinson got him one day. Got him good one day. Kendall's very hard on himself. He went middle of the day practice, went to midfield, 30 yards away from the whole team, just talking to himself.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, getting his act together. Kendall's a good player, but even Kendall says, Patrick Paul, you were drafted in the second round for the future. So when something happens to Teron, more than likely it's going to be Patrick Paul who goes in there and starts. And I think of all the rookies, he's probably the furthest ahead. I think he's ready. He looks ready right now based on the first game.
I'll tell you, 1, 2, and 3 really took a step up in my book off what I saw. And I know we don't get a whole lot out of those preseason games, but from that draft pick, if I'm Chris Greer, I'm jumping in with my family after that game, and I'm got a big smile on my face and a long night for the family. And I go, well, Chris, you seem real happy. He goes, yeah, my top three picks looked really good in that game.
Yeah, and Top didn't
really
play.
Good. Top didn't play, but has had a good camp. I feel really good about the rest of those guys. So you think Patrick Paul could now be the first tackle? Especially he's only been on the left side, but
he's only left side.
He can go ahead of Kendall Lamb. You think that would happen?
Yeah.
In the first couple of weeks.
Yeah. Wow. And I think he's fine. I think they're fine with that.
Man, I didn't see that one coming.
I think they didn't see that one coming
when they drafted him.
Kendall's this is a retirement tour for Kendall.
So much for that project, Patrick. No, talent and project.
Tell me who performed better than him in the exhibition game.
No. I'm paying him a compliment. I'm with you.
I mean, it was against twos and threes. And this is going to be a different situation here in this joint practice.
You know what else I've noticed, and I want to pay them both props, two of them. Teron Armstead and Kendall Lamb have done nothing but work with that kid more than I've ever seen, and he's over there. And listen, it could be some playing time for those guys, and they're like, no, man, we got to get you ready. Those guys want to win, number one.
Yeah.
And they know he's the future.
Mm-hmm.
I give them a lot of credit for both going out of their way. That doesn't always happen, by the way.
I know.
We had some guys that didn't exactly help guys, and those guys never forgot it. I started to give you an example, but am I breaking a code, any kind of code, if I talk about a guy?
No, I
got to find out.
It's an expiration to it. You're good to go.
So, oh, man. Is everybody okay out there? I can let me know in your car, right? Are you okay with me saying this? So I have a great example, and this goes back. Hey, listen, players haven't changed. There are only 45 jobs, and somebody was coming in, and he was a high pick, and you're there. A lot of guys didn't help guys back then.
Yep.
Not everybody. Let me tell you, Nat Moore, Jimmy Cephalo. Nat Moore helped everybody. Jimmy Cephalo, great guys that make, you know, back when initiation just never stopped. Constantly on a table singing, chugging beer contest, to the point you had to go back to meetings with a buzz and ready to puke, and you got to stay awake, and shoes are screaming, what's your problem back there? And, I mean, they just put you, it was miserable. Like, I got no problem with all these guys no longer doing that.
Okay.
That stuff's gone. So you can see I have issues from a long, long time ago. I can't get rid of.
You had a buzz? You had a design shaved into your head?
No, Trev, I'm not going to break yet, brother, because I got to tell this story. It's very important, though, but thank you. So Durrell Harris was tough on Clayton and Duper. Like, super tough. Well, made fun. Those guys were on their own. But I got to tell you, those two never forgot, and when it flipped, and Durrell was the backup to those guys, that party changed. But I saw those guys go through that, where, and Nat went out of his way. Mark and Mark love Nat Moore. They're together for life now. But Durrell just was on the Durrell program. It's about me. I got to get my catches. He was by the way, Durrell Harris is a really good player. He's a really good player. Like, we say whatever we want about him, but Clayton and Duper did not have, for everybody thought it was an easy road after an IR year. For that man was not easy on those two guys who ended up being, you can rank them wherever you want, one or two now because of Waddle and Tyreek.
Yeah.
You can put them, whether you're old school or new school, and the numbers they put up and numbers they put up with Danny. But that man did not make it easy on those guys. And when you see it every day and it's not funny, like a guy didn't know what he's doing, he's getting jammed, and the guy's laughing instead of going, hey, dude, do this. I got great respect for those guys because of that one specific story that I just told you. We got to go to break. Trev's going crazy. I got to tell you, this kid, Trev, man, he's on it today. Hey, I do want to tell you about something very important, Baptist Health, South Florida. Sitting there right now looking at Omar, and I just looked over and said, hey, man, look at that. That's Baptist Health right there. That's one of the facilities I talk about every day. It's right here. 20 yards from us right now is one of the best facilities for sports medicine when you get injured that you can go to here. We're lucky to have Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. There's not a day that doesn't go by that somebody asks me to set them up for a doctor when they get injured. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. These guys are all really, really good at what they do, and they're taking care of all these teams, team doctors, all the specialists for the knee, the shoulder, the foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I can go on and on. But bottom line is we got a program set up for everybody in South Florida. It's just that, Baptist Health South Florida. Facility at Coral Gables, the Doctor's Hospital here we're talking about, right next to the training facility, as well as 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day about getting you healthy and get back playing the sports you love the most. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Where are we, Omar? About an hour, a little more than an hour away from they got 9
hour
o'clock start.
Yeah, 9 o'clock start.
9 o'clock start this morning. Moved it up a little bit out here as the Washington Commanders came down a couple extra days. Flew in last night for a practice today. Day off tomorrow, and then the second preseason game Saturday night at Hard Rock Stadium. And Omar Kelly's with us, as I said. Trev's back in the studio. And I wonder how Woody's holding out. He's a little stressed out. If you have a 2-year-old that's a little out of control, the president of that club is Woody's kid, Max. And apparently he's going strong. And I mean strong. Said the kid doesn't sleep. Says we're at the park, think you're going to wipe him out. He stays awake, goes home, smokes a cigarette, has a beer, and watches TV. Doesn't go to sleep. That kid is.
He's on that Disney World high.
Yeah. I guess that's what you get. Hey, Omar, you'll be doing that again pretty soon, man.
I know. I generally let my parents do Disney World trips.
You try to stay away from those?
I do one per child per lifetime.
That's some serious work up there. Well, Omar, we going to be interesting today. And you're getting used to it because you're out here every day, the rest day, the day-to-day.
Yep.
He's going to practice. He's not going to do 11 on 11.
I'm at the point where I could begin to predict it too, Joe. Like Jeff Fuller, he's practicing today. This is his former team he's going up against. He's practicing today. He's not going to play in the game. Calais Campbell took yesterday off. He's practicing today. He's not going to play in the game. So today is the day they're going to get a lot of work. So I feel sorry for people going to the game on Saturday because –
See, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let you do that to me. Because they ain't tackling today, and they're tackling Saturday night.
That's why it's an important day for those guys, because nobody's going to tackle them to the ground.
And if
the chances of them getting hurt, minimal.
And if it's the back end of the roster, and it's about the draft class, and it's about the rookie free agents with a couple of shots here to see what they can do, or even some of the veteran guys, like, hey, man, Marcus May had to play. He played a lot last week. I'm sure he wasn't expecting that at 31 or 32, as good as he's been in his career.
He's not safely on the 53.
So you have that, and you're going to have some more guys playing. Hopefully they're a little deeper at wide receiver this week, because that was rough. I mean, you literally signed some guys, and they were playing at the end of that game that just got to town, right?
Probably two practices.
Mike Harley, like, hey, Mike, you know how to go in motion, right? All right, go in motion, run a curl. Oh, well, yeah, that'd be fine. We appreciate that. But you have any better feel for who the backup quarterback is, or are they going to leave that thing wide open?
That's a good one, Joe. Based on what we're watching in practice today, it looks like Skyler's getting every opportunity to unseat Mike White, because Skyler took all the reps. Unless something's medically wrong with Mike White, Skyler's taking all the reps this week. Now, maybe he's taking all the reps this week because he's not going to play in the game on Saturday, and Mike White's going to get cleanup opportunities. But I'm not a believer that this is a legit competition. At least I wasn't, because I saw last year where it wasn't a legit competition, and Mike White got it, even though I didn't think he really earned it. This year it looks like it's a little bit more of a competition. Looks like maybe it's open.
So if this really is an open competition, Mike White should start that game Saturday night.
Tua's going to start the game Saturday night.
Or whoever, if Tua starts, the next guy up that plays. I'm sorry, you're right.
Yeah. Mike White.
So in the end of the first quarter.
But he's not getting any work this week. So maybe they're going with Skyler again. Because if you don't give a guy work, how's he gonna play?
Well, listen, if they're doing that, then they're already telling. And nobody wants this where they go, we know what you can do.
No, I think that may be it.
We're going to go with Skyler. That's not good for Mike.
Also, the fact that you could get $3.5 million in cap space by releasing Mike White. But here's the thing. Skyler, are you really concerned somebody's going to claim Skyler instead of putting him on the practice squad? I don't know. There's a lot of ways you could go on this situation. If you ask me.
I'm going to give you another one. Because of the history of Tua, you got to keep both those guys anyway.
That's fair. That's true. That's accurate. But I don't know if I'm
keeping, they know your system.
I don't know if I'm keeping them on the 53.
Well, don't you have
not all year?
You got a quarterback now. The third guy, if there's an injury, the third guy pops up.
Exactly. So I don't have to keep all three of them on my 53, and I need my roster spots. So I'm only keeping two quarterbacks on my 53.
Boy,
so one guy, Mike White, you cut him, you save $3.5 million. But then again, are you prepared to go find a new backup? Because Mike White's not going to be struggling to find work. I don't think so. Not the way this league is. Mike White could go play in Minnesota right now.
Well, no, we've already seen the injury bug. J.J. McCarthy. I didn't realize Cleveland Browns' Deshaun Watson's been injured. Just now coming back from something. Boy, that guy has just been – hadn't been good so far.
I think it was a shoulder.
It might have been the shoulder.
Yeah.
You're right.
I was watching
– There's a hot seat.
He's guaranteed.
I know, but
$45 million for the next 2 years.
No, they owe him a lot of money, but
yeah,
wow,
it could have been us.
Talk about a guy that's fallen off.
Could have been us, Joe.
No, I know.
Could have been us.
Wasn't like we didn't open the door just to take a look to see who was home.
We were out there, you know.
Hey, this thing, not to get away from the Dolphins, but for a second here, Matthew Judon traded yesterday. One of the Patriots' best players when healthy got hurt early last year, hurt his knee and was out, but was even having a good season. I think he had 4 sacks in like 3 games or 4 games to start the year. Anyway, came back and said, I'm not 31 years old. I'm not happy with my contract. Has you've seen the video probably, him going at it with the GM and coach about apparently a difference on the football field. And by the way, this is the problem with guys that hold out but come to camp called hold in.
Mm-hmm.
They're around, and it can be a pain in the butt when a guy's not practicing. Talked to Jimmy Johnson about this. He said he couldn't do it.
Yeah, I heard that. And I think Jimmy Johnson couldn't coach in this era because that's the way business right now. What are you going to ban? Okay, so you're telling me, let's say Tyreek.
You don't think the 49ers head coach right now is a little frustrated?
Yeah, he is. And you know how you fix it? Give them the money.
They have. And by the way,
they got a lot. I mean, when you're a good team and you got a lot of good players, they want their money.
Yes. I don't disagree.
You don't think Tyreek wanted his money?
But so if they do end up signing, I guess they upped the offer yesterday because Pittsburgh said, we'll take it. Well, we agreed everything. Where is he? We want him. If that's the case with the Steelers and 49ers go, well, give us another day or two to see if he'll take our offer. Why did they just make this offer before? Why do you wait till late in camp? This has got, if he does stay, he gets injured because he hasn't been practicing. And he hasn't been doing the same drills, and all of a sudden he gets hurt in week one or week two, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The hamstring, something. I don't know. Why have we been playing this game? You want to see how serious he was? Now you see he's real serious. He's accepted the offer to go to Pittsburgh. He's got everything worked out. And now you played the bluff game, and now the 49ers are going, what the hell are we going to do, man? The guy, damn, he said he'd take the offer and go to Pittsburgh right now. Let's go higher. See, got to try to explain to him he's on a really good team and see if that'll do it. So that's a great – and that's going to happen any day now. Pittsburgh's on. Just let us know when you're ready. We got it all. We agreed to your compensation. We agreed to what he wants with his agent. We're good to go here in Pittsburgh. So that one is crazy. By the way, Bo Nix, an interesting story. Bo Nix might start for Denver. And I'm a little surprised with all those quarterbacks they have and all the guys they've added to that team. But I thought Bo might sit a little bit. I think Bo Nix is going to start for Denver.
Yeah, I think that was Sean Payton's intentions from the get-go. And you know what's interesting? That means that they're going to be a good quarterback or maybe a good quarterback. Because depends on how you feel about he's going to be available.
They're not going to go with former Jet. He looked really good last game, but that's damaged goods.
Somebody could claim that on the waiver wire. I would love to see Mike McDaniel work with him. I would love to see a guy with that arm ability, that arm talent, who's broken. Mike McDaniel fixed another quarterback.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. He did. I don't disagree. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here, man. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior NFL columnist, going to join us this morning. We'll talk to Pete. He's been to a bunch of camps, including Jacksonville. He knows that team really well. Love to ask him about that. And he's also up in Buffalo with the Bills. We'll talk to him about what he saw with Buffalo and that group of receivers. So you won't want to miss that in the 8 o'clock hour. And you probably won't want to miss me talking about Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. ED and low T, it's serious stuff. And if you're going through it, man, you don't have to. And I had great results. I tell everybody probably 6 months ago, I went in there. I knew I had low T, and I knew I had an ED problem too. Man, it was when you have it, you know you have it. I could sit here and tell you all the symptoms of being tired all the time, not sleeping well, irritable. Not only that, but my sex drive was gone. It got to the point my wife was making excuses for me. Oh, don't worry, honey. You're just tired. You worked all. You're just stressed out. No. I got another problem. I've been stressed before. I've been just fine. Well, listen, if you're going through that to every guy out there, Atlantic Men's Clinic, it works, man. It works. They have treatments and success rates well over 90%. I want you to schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. If this is important to you, And you like to have more energy, get it back. By the way, it happens to guys. I was shocked. Late 30s, early 40s, it starts happening to guys. Thank God that didn't happen to me. But if it does happen to you in an early age, you don't have to be embarrassed, man. You go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. They're going to take care of it for you. Put you on a great program. Go in and find out what they have to say and then decide if you want to do it. I think you will. They have 6 locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Got a great staff. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I'm talking firsthand, works. And if you want to get more out of life, once you've been hit with low T and ED, get rid of it. And I mean really start enjoying your life like you did when you were younger.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.